Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I want to remind you by Jesus' words in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 18. When Jesus took his 12 disciples aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." Jesus told them that he would be delivered to the Gentiles, and he was. That he would be spat upon, and he was. You can read that in the gospel. That he would be mocked, and he was. And Jesus told them that everything that is written by the prophets about him will be fulfilled. And let me give you an example. Prophet David described Jesus' death on the cross about 1,000 years before the coming of Christ. We read in Psalm 22, "A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet." Wow. Psalm 22. We read also other prophetic words of Christ's crucifixion are found in Psalm 22, verse 18. "They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." This verse was a mystery to the people at that time, and seemed to contain contradiction. Did they take the clothes and divide them among themselves, or did they cast lots to see who would get them? Which one was it? Okay, let me read this prophecy again. Psalm 22, verse 18. "They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing, they cast lots." Did they cast lots to see who would get them? Or did they divide the clothes among them? Which one was it? The fulfillment of this prophecy is documented in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 19. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four shares, one for each of them. This fulfilled the first part of the prophecy, "They divided my garments among them." But the undergarment remained. It was seamless and woven in one piece from top to bottom. The soldiers said to one another, "Let's not tear it. Let's decide by lot who will get it." By doing this, the soldiers fulfilled the second part of the prophecy that said, "They cast lots for my clothing." The prophecy of Psalm 22, verse 18, was explained and fulfilled to the letter at the foot of the cross. I love it. Incidentally, the Jews in the first century who rejected Jesus as their savior, dared not delete from their sacred scripture any one of the numerous messianic prophecies that were fulfilled in Jesus. This is amazing. If they did not delete the scripture, my friend, at this crucial time in their religious history, how could they be suspected of altering their holy scripture 600 years later when Islam appeared on the scene and the Quran was written? Remember, we read in the gospel that Jesus took his 12 disciples aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." Remember, these prophecies about Jesus were written in the Holy Scripture of the Jews hundreds of years before Jesus was born. My friend, since all the prophecies that predicted Jesus' first coming, which predicted his life, his death, his resurrection, were fulfilled, then we can know for sure that all the prophecies written in the Bible about Jesus' second coming will happen, will be fulfilled. My friend, the crucifixion of Jesus is a well-attested event in history. Modern historians agree that Jesus was a historical character and that he was crucified. Even one of the most acclaimed Muslim scholars, writers in the history of Egypt, Abbas Mahmoud al-Akkad, every Egyptian knows this man, who lived in the 19th century, wrote a book about the life of Christ in which he confirmed that we can depend on the four Gospels, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as historical evidence to know what happened in Jesus' life. Jesus said, "My friend, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me." You can read Jesus' promise in the gospel according to his disciple John, chapter 14. Jesus Christ is preparing a place in God's kingdom for all who believe in him and love him. To be with Christ, my friend, in God's kingdom mean you will enjoy peace, joy, rest, love forever in God's presence. Jesus' disciples were hoping that Jesus will go to Jerusalem and announce that he is the king who will conquer the Romans and make Israel a great nation. The disciples did not understand that Jesus came to earth not to be political and a military leader, but to secure a place for whoever believes in him in God's eternal kingdom. My friend, that's why so many of the Jewish leaders rejected Jesus, because he did not come to elevate their nation, but he came to secure a place for whoever believes in him in God's eternal kingdom. Jesus was different than Muhammad. Muhammad was a political and a military leader, came to unify the Arabian Peninsula and establish a great state. He defeated his enemies by the sword. Jesus Christ is the way to God, my friend, is the way to God, our Heavenly Father, and to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the truth, because every word Jesus said about God is true. Jesus said, God is love. We read in the gospel that God wants to save all people because God loves all people. Jesus is alive because by his life-giving spirit, the dead in sin are quickened. Jesus made a place in heaven fully prepared for you, my friend. All you need to do is just go to God and tell him, God, I'm sorry that I disobeyed you. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent. I want to change, God. Help me. God, I put my faith in Jesus that he paid the penalty for my sins. God, thank you for loving me and for coming to earth to rescue me from paying the penalty for my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you some free materials. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to help multitudes of people enjoy his love and salvation through faith in Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's peace with you.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.